Hello, my darling. My name is Charlotte, and it's time for you to pay very special attention to the words that I speak to you here. Listen carefully now, won't you? And absorb every word. Your ability to listen now and simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so that the unnecessary may become forward. I know that you believe that you understand what you think I said, but I'm not sure you realize that what you heard was not what I think I meant to say. Imagine now that you want to buy a pair of shoes and you like the white pair, but you're not sure if they're the last pair left, and you're not sure if they aren't the right size for you. The first store that you visited was the last store that would close at the end, and there weren't many stores left for you to determine what shoe for you to wear would be available in the right size. And you don't think it would be right to go home with just whatever was left. So you want to make sure that the right shoes were what you had in your hands at the end of the trip. You want to try on the left shoe so you get it right out of the box as the box was left on the floor. You try it on and you know it's right for you. Sometimes the first pair you pick out are the right ones for you, but other times the last ones you find are the only ones that are left, and they end up better than the first pair that you weren't sure if they were not right for you. You know, the salesman, Mr. Wright, he left his last job because he had his left hand amputated, and you think that he was left-handed and you're right. And he passed you the bill right out of his book, and you write out the check and you pass it right to him, and you feel so happy that you found the right sort of shoes to wear. Now, listen carefully, won't you, my darling? Because whether it's right or not, what you can be left with here at the end of this story is a profound desire to close your eyes. But I want you to open your eyes for me now. Open your eyes and pay attention, because I'm going to count down from 346, and I want you to close your eyes on each odd number. Close them down easily and gently, and open them again on each even number. You can do that, can't you? Closing your eyes on each even number and opening them again on each odd number, so that as I count down 345, you can close your eyes and 344, you can open them up again, and it's really that easy, you know. 343. To begin, letting go. Letting go as 342. You begin to feel more relaxed and peaceful. 342, it might be that you reach a point at 341, a time that feels right, and you might want 340 to just let your eyes close entirely. 339. And that's alright. It's hard work to keep track of 338 sometimes. So if that happens to you, 337, and your eyes become too heavy and sleepy to keep 336 open, you can just let them fall closed whenever you want to, because 335, it's hard sometimes to force your mind to make sense of everything around 334. And sometimes it's just so much easier to let 321 slip out of your mind altogether and fall down to 317 all at once, dropping down so easily and peacefully to 336, or 315. But somehow you can lose track and drift away without meaning to, hearing what I say as 328, but so sure that at 329 there was a space for your subconscious to step over. But 314 comes along, and then you just get confused all over again. But that's really okay, because because at this point, your eyes are so peacefully heavy, so very tired and so relaxed, and feeling all of that, every number that goes by moves off into another space and time entirely, while your body sinks heavily down, comfortable and calm and sleepy. No need to remember or forget any number or any feeling other than this wonderful sense of peace and tranquility that can wash over you in waves, drape over you like the warmest, softest blanket. So content to just lie beneath this blanket, feeling so lazy and tired, so heavy and warm, and maybe you can remember this feeling from elsewhere. Like perhaps when you know you should get up out of bed early in the morning, but it's almost as though your body has forgotten how to move, and you say to yourself, 5 more minutes, just 5 more minutes, and then I'll get up. But the next time you look at the clock, 7 minutes have passed, and that's no good. 7 minutes is no good because it's not a multiple of 5. And so you give yourself permission to rest for an extra 3 minutes. In 3 minutes you'll get up, but your bed is so very comfortable, your body so soft and loose and warm, your mind drifting in and out of focus, half dreaming, content to just lie still and calm and peaceful. And so those 3 minutes pass too, and still you stay still, dreaming and comfortable, not caring anymore about time or all of the things you could otherwise be doing. You surrender to sleep. Your body so heavy and relaxed, giving in to the pleasure of this moment as you drift into the most wonderfully peaceful trance, floating gently down, further and further, deeper and deeper, letting go of everything, because it feels so good, so easy, so absolutely wonderful to sleep, sleep, and dream, my darling, sleep and dream. You know that you want to, and I know you want to. And it's so easy to sleep for me, isn't it? Even right now, even as you listen right now, you can find yourself just doing and thinking exactly as I dictate. So I want you to listen with your subconscious mind now. That's right, nice and easy. Because in your mind now, by using the power of your imagination and your creativity, you can see me standing above you, looking down to where you kneel on the ground at my feet. You can see with your mind my slinky black dress, the hemline clinging seductively to my lovely legs, encased in silk stockings. But the most important detail, the thing that really draws your eyes, boy, is the glossy black high-heeled boot I'm wearing. Yes, you know the ones I'm talking about. Would you like to know what I think? I think that right now, as you watch me, as you take in every tiny detail, those details can become branded on your subconscious mind, firmly rooted there, as much a part of you as your fingers and toes. There's something incredibly sexy, isn't there, about shiny, patent leather? The way it reflects the light, highlights every detail. How would it feel, boy, to press your lips against the supple gleaming leather of my boots. To run your slick, wet tongue along the glossy surface, right to the heel, and kiss the sharp stiletto point. How would that feel? On your elbows and knees, hands pressed flat to the ground. A perfect, worshipful position from which to lavish your attention on my sexy boots. There's nothing more you could possibly want right now. Nothing that would make you happier or more horny than to feel the cool, smooth leather of my boots under your lips. Taste the rough, musky flavor on your tongue. So incredibly sexy, boy, finding yourself so turned on by the taste, the texture, and knowing that my perfect feet are so close, yet locked away from you, shielded from your view, and hidden from your lust. My beautiful high-heeled boots are a symbol of feminine power. Power over you, boy. Over your mind and your body. As you watch the light reflecting, refracting, bathing my boots in its glow, this image will stick in your mind, tying your deepest submissive desires to a worshipful longing to lick, kiss, caress my boots. My symbol of power over you. You have no choice about this. You have no ability to stop it from happening. Even now, as you rest vacant and empty of everything but the images in your mind, those images are being branded onto your consciousness. Your subconscious mind will surrender to this instruction, will give in gladly to this order, to worship my boots, to see yourself face down and my feet, knees digging hard into the ground, forearms pressed flat against the floor, ready to show me the respect and devotion that I deserve, that I demand from you. Can you imagine what it would feel like, boy, if I were to push you down, have you lie on your stomach and step in my patent leather boots onto your back, treading carefully, leaving the imprints of my high heels on your skin, maybe running one pointed toe down the crease of your ass before stepping firmly down between your legs, kicking them apart, and with a laugh, pressing one spiked heel gently onto your balls. The threat so very clear, the danger so very exciting, I could step down hard at any moment, boy, and still you don't move, you don't dare, you don't care, because the bliss of this moment, the real and deep submissive pleasure of this moment is overwhelming. My symbol of feminine power, my gleaming high-heeled boots, give me complete control over your body, boy. You give me complete control over your body, gladly, blissfully, gleefully, handing over your control, your own power, into my keeping. Anything for Mistress Charlotte. Everything for Mistress Charlotte. Just in the hope of being found worthy to lick my boots. In a moment now, it will be time for you to wake up, and you will wake up gently and easily, feeling so good, so submissive, so extremely horny that you will have an overwhelming urge to touch yourself, to bring yourself to orgasm, imagining all the ways that you would love to worship my boots, counting down from five then, 5, start to come round from trance now, nice and easy. 4, feeling so good, more awake and alert. 3, more and more aware of the room around you. 2, horny and submissive, refreshed. And 1, completely awake now, boy, wide awake. Welcome back.